This weekend is the annual Harvest Jam Bluegrass Festival at the Marriott Minneapolis West, just about at the crossroads of Highways 394 and 169. There is a Saturday night national headline act, Darrell Webb, plus concerts by local bands just about all the other times. Earl Jarosh, who helps organize the Harvest Jam, is our guest. Hey, Earl, Ivory Bridge is playing Friday night at 7:50. That group's new CD is pretty good, and the lead singer, Kathy Liners, does a real fine job.
Kathy Liners has just a really interesting, wonderful low voice, and that allows guys to do harmony above her, and that has an interesting sound. In that, she's also a great songwriter. You've heard of, Dark Hollow. She's now coming up with her own version of that, and it's a really good sounding song called Darkness Hollow.
This song title, because there is an old bluegrass song, Dark Hollow, this is another hook I wish I'd have thought of.
It's always a hook.
Boys won't lead if the girls don't follow. Down that river of darkness hollow. The girls won't lead if the boys don't follow. Down to that river of darkness hollow.
Talking about the Harvest Jam, which is presented by the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association, next Friday through Sunday at the Marriott Minneapolis West, which is near Highways 394 and 169, and information available at minnesotabluegrass.org. You know, a lot of the bluegrass groups in our territory play a repertoire that is traditional bluegrass plus. It's because most of the audience didn't grow up with bluegrass but adopted it later. So they play a lot of music taken from pop. And that's what the Fishheads do with some Lennon McCartney numbers.
Beatles songs just lend themselves well to bluegrass rearranging anyhow. And the Fishheads, you know, Mike and Kim have done a really great job of rearranging those things and making them sound more bluegrass than you could ever have thought a song that written by Lennon or McCartney could have been sounding like.
I hope you'll let me play this one. This one called Come Together, because they make it sound like it was made for the banjo and the guitar and the mandolin and the bass.
That's a really good arrangement. That was a really good one that they did.
Here come old Flat Top, he come grooving up slowly, he got
We're speaking with Earl Jarosh, one of the organizers of this weekend's Harvest Jam Bluegrass Festival at the Marriott Minneapolis West. And one of the venues in the hotel is a place called Kip's. Now, Earl, what's your favorite Harvest Jam Kip's food?
Kip's has got, they consider themselves an Irish pub. They do have pretty close to a reasonable Irish fare.
You know what my favorite pub food is of all time?
What?
Pubs almost always have good French fries.
They do. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they have something over there called a chicken boxy. And if you don't know what a chicken boxy is, you should have it. It's basically chicken with a great sauce between Irish potato pancakes. And it's a very delicious appetizer.
Come together right now over me.
Information about next weekend's Harvest Jam Bluegrass Festival is located at minnesotabluegrass.org. Twin Cities Weekend is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.